A word for you from Romans chapter 2. Paul, writing to the Romans, speaks about the warning we have as spiritual Israelites to keep our word and our deed as it should be. And he speaks to the Jews and he says, "You who've taught others not to steal, why do you not teach yourself?" Verse 21, "Thou therefore hast teached another, teach not you yourself. You preach that a man should not steal, and yet you steal. Thou sayest, you should not commit adultery. Dost thou not commit adultery? You say you abhor idols, but do you not rob temples?" And he goes on, and he says, "You make boast of the law, but you break it and you dishonor God. For the name of God is blasphemed amongst the Gentiles because of you." Dear listening friend, today, this portion in Romans not only is to the Jew, but to us also. We who call ourselves so aptly by the name Christian, good citizens, good churchgoers, we try and keep the law, and yet Paul writes, and he says, "You who teach others, do you not teach yourself?" And I was reminded of a story of Dr. Duncan Campbell, the man that God used in the Hebrides revival, who for years had forsaken the world and all its pleasures. He was a fantastic bagpipes player. And after many years of preaching, over a time of festivity, someone said, "Duncan Campbell, just play something on your bagpipes, something of the good old days." And without prayer, he took the bagpipes and he played for them. It was wonderful, but a young convert saw him playing, and her heart was broken. She said she almost felt like going back into the world when she saw her pastor playing those songs again. Duncan had to go back in tears before the Lord because the name of the Lord was blasphemed. God help us today.